Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, December the 5th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up a penny, March wheat down a quarter of a cent, and January beans up 6 1/4 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up 24 ticks, crude oil is down 14 a barrel, gold and silver a little bit lower here today to start the day. The meal led the way up in the beans last night, up another 250. Word prices we haven't seen since July on the meal here, and that's certainly been what's supporting the beans. Yesterday's sell-off in the beans kind of felt like somebody had changed the forecast, but I didn't really see anything, and it still looks dry in southern Brazil. Argentina still looks like it's got a problem. So I just don't see that anything's really changed here in terms of the beans. And the fact that the meal has taken a leadership role, not only in the price action, but the fact that the funds are now long more meal than oil, I think is a little bit impressive out here. Problem is, even with the funds heavily short corn and wheat, we haven't seen anything yet that's going to trigger them to cover. Now, they could cover on any given day or start to cover just because they might want out by the end of the year. But we don't have anything really fundamentally friendly that would cause that. Maybe technical, but we don't see anything fundamentally. Now, we did sell 162,000 metric tons of sorghum to China, but again, I don't think that'll have much impact on the corn market at all here. So as far as the wheat and the corn go, it's a matter of what the funds want to do. If they're going to cover before the end of the year, we can move it higher. If they're content to stay short here, I think it's going to be a little bit of an issue. But we need something fundamentally to change to scare these funds in, both in the wheat and the corn, and we just don't see that yet. The weather around the plains, still very dry. The cold temperatures could put wheat into dormancy out there without any snow cover. We don't see any real snow in the forecast, so I think the wheat crop is a little bit stressed out there. I think it's continuing to get stressed, but as we head into dormancy, now it's a matter of snow cover to protect the crop. We'll see if we get some. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.